That must have been a very special moment, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Look, Copper Knights, obviously, he's a course specialist. It's his seventh win, and hopefully he'll go down in the books for that, for maintaining that if he can. But it was also my first winner at York, so it was brilliant, you know.
But it's always hard when you actually just go from the front and you just don't look over your shoulder, dare you?
Absolutely. Look, the horse has been struggling to find his form this year, so I just thought after he jumped out the gates well, I'd ride him aggressively. I'd just let him go, and he's won races like that before, and he did the same today, you know.
Were you surprised by the reaction? There's a great deal of affection amongst the York public for him, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, he got a great cheer when he came in, and deservedly so, you know.
These old war horses, they just go on. I mean, he's nine. He's almost as old as you, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's but credit to Tim and his team for getting the horse to maintain his form for all these years. You know, Tim's an absolute master with handicappers like that, you know.
And were you quite happy when the rain came? Because, I mean, about yesterday on when the ground was good and there was no water inside.
Yeah, we see the horse's form on all sorts of grounds, so it's really how he turns up on the day. But when the rain came, I knew he wouldn't mind it anyway, you know.
And for a young somebody who's trying to make their name, to do it with a headline act like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they're the types of horses you want to be on. You always want to land yourself on a stalwart like a Copper Knight or one of those other, you know, famous handicappers, so it's brilliant, really, you know.
And then you've been like the buses, and blow me, you've gone straight out and ridden your second winner at York. It's been a good day.
Yeah, it's been great to ride a double, and that takes me five winners off losing my claim now. But no, to go out in the next and ride a horse like Gibbside, you know, he's a lovely horse, and conditions really suited him today, so it was great, you know, to double up.
I don't know whether you noticed, but you got number seven on your, he was race card number seven, Copper Knight. Okay. So next time Copper Knight's race card number eight, maybe you should be on him again.
Yeah, I think so. Although we don't find out what number they are until, you know, declarations come out. So.
But he is such a, he's a wonderful, I mean, for any young jockey, a horse like that, he knows his way home, even if you don't.
Absolutely, you know, he sort of babysits you to a degree when you're riding him. But again, credit to Mr. Eastby and his team for maintain the faith in me and keeping me on him. I won on him around Chester last year. You know, it was fantastic to even get that opportunity, but to win on him was great, and really the same story today. Just to get on him is excellent, to win on him.
And no horse wins seven at a Grade One track without being a bit special.
Absolutely, you know, as I said, it's so hard for a top handicapper like that to maintain their form, and Mr. Eastby's a master with horses like that, you know.
And well done you. I'm delighted you had a good day.
Excellent. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.